When the UN Secretary General comes to town, it usually means things aren't going well, but they may get better. Antonio Gutierrez has made his position clear: climate change caused the floods in Pakistan, a disaster forced upon poor countries by rich ones. So it is time to settle the bill. The government and millions of people affected by floods hope his visit helps loosen Western purse strings.
What is your message to the people who are anchored firmly in the worst part of this crisis?
My message is that the world has a responsibility to support them, that the world must help Pakistan at the present moment for Pakistan to be able to rescue all the people in those dramatic circumstances.
The UN delegation has heard firsthand accounts from survivors and rescue teams of tragedy, suffering, and growing desperation.
The rains and the raging rivers may have stopped for now, but that does not mean that all the danger is gone. What the Pakistani government is trying to showcase here in this place where people have been seeking refuge, they want to illustrate to the UN Secretary General that despite the fact that much of the dramatic weather is over, there still remain, for the people that are living in or near the flood zones, there still remain immediate threats to their lives.
Nowhere more so than in Sindh province, where earlier this week there was a forced breach of the country's largest freshwater lake. Settlements sacrificed to save cities. And remote villages is where people need the most help.
I think people are slow to react because the problem is so big that it seems unapproachable. And the first thing is to just take a first step and get your team here, get your boots on the ground.
Volunteers say the government must cut through red tape.
If these visas are not, the process is not sped up fast enough, then it's gonna end up with a lot of people left with no help or no support, no kind of relief, no kind of rehabilitation.
International aid is arriving, but it quickly becomes clear that it is still not enough. Medics tell us people are suffering from malaria, waterborne illnesses, serious infections that started as small wounds. They admit people need more help than they are able to give. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Larkana, Sindh, Pakistan.